This is John McMullen. Welcome you to episode 5 of the John Mack Show. I had dinner today on City Island. City Island is one of the Pell Islands. It's off the coast of the Bronx, and it's the only inhabited one. It's also, because it's connected by bridge to the Bronx, it's the only barrier island connected to New York City. It's a small island. It has a population of under 5,000. And the people living on the island really don't consider themselves part of New York City, or perhaps even of the United States. I don't know the answer to that. I do know that I have relatives on the island of Nantucket. And when I was up there years ago, that's 30 miles off the coast of Massachusetts, they referred to the mainland as the United States, as though it was some separate country. Well, I have lunch on City Island about once a year, often on the occasion of my wife's birthday, but last year it was with some classmates from Iona College from years and years ago. One was moving out to Palm Springs. Today there was five of us. There was Barbara and I, Jim Casey, and Margie and Don Wertzman. And my day heading for City Island began about 2 this afternoon, and we didn't get home until around 8 o'clock. After dropping the Wonder Dog with the babysitter, we picked up Jim Casey at Barnes & Noble, and then we were off down to Taconic State Parkway, to the Springbrook Parkway, to 287 or the Cross Westchester, to the Hudson River Parkway, to City Island. City Island is adjacent to Orchard Beach, which is part of the largest park in the Bronx, Pelham Bay Park. What is terrific about City Island is it's small. It's a boaters community. It's a year-round community. There's a dimension of about 5,000. They have four major boat clubs and a whole lot of good restaurants, ranging in price and in style from fast food to what we ate in the Lobster Box. And the Lobster Box has long been one of my favorite restaurants in the United States. I've eaten there for over 30 years. And the food is generally excellent. Today, I ate much, much, much too much. I came home feeling as though I had gained about 10 pounds. I started with New England clam chowder, which was terrific. Then I went on to a balsamic covered salad, and then on to a flounder fillet, fried, with an ear of corn, and the baked potato. But the coup de grace, or the coup de grace, more properly pronounced, was the peach melba that came at the end of that. Peach melba has always been one of my favorite desserts, one that I limit myself to because of both the calories and diabetes, but one that I can't pass up at City Island. And this was a very large bowl of ice cream, whipped cream, peaches, and that terrific raspberry sauce that goes on it. Jim Case, the other diabetic at the table, was on his best behavior. He had neither dessert nor coffee or cappuccino as I had. Now he is under much tighter rein by our doctor than I am, because he's had more problems with hypoglycemic type things than I have, but I should be. Be also careful. And I came home feeling very, very bloated. The weather started off as a very rainy day, but it turned out to be beautiful. And on the way down, we stopped at a gas station and went in to buy something, and I wound up coming out with a straw hat, as did Casey. So it was an interesting day. Spent too much money. The Lobster Box is not inexpensive, but the food is well worth the price. And until next year, we won't be back to spend the money. So it was an excellent day. And now, until next time, see ya.